各位听众朋友，大家好，我是赖志雄，今天为大家介绍的是第194个单元。
Hi, I'm Karen. Today we're on Unit 194. And Peter?
Yes?
There's something I can't decide on.
What is it?
I will tell you today.
好，我们看到底是什么呀？你没有办法做决定呢？我们看今天的对话怎么说的。
Are you going to take the job?Are you going to take the job? I'll have to sleep on it. I'll have to sleep on it.
Are you going to take the job? Are you going to, 就是你即将要吗? Is going to come. 以后看到 is going to. Are going to. 其实你就把它当作一个 will, 就是将要的意思。比如说 he will come, 就可以改成
He's going to come.He's going to come.
I will do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
我将要做这个事情。那 take the job 就是接受这份工作吗？你要不要这份工作把它承接下来呢？我们再把这句话说一下。
Are you going to take the job? Are you going to take the job?
Are you going to 是相当管用的哦，我们就对着阿花说 Are you going to marry me? 你会不会要嫁给我啊？那么我们再把这句话说一下话
Are you going to marry me? Are you going to marry me?
好，那我们就可以这样说 Are you going to give me money? 你能不能愿意给我钱吗？愿意给我钱我就嫁给你啊，这也是太现实了，对不对啊？
有一点哦。
好了，当然 ，Are you going to 是很管用的一种句型。这个时候对方就讲了，我要必须在上面睡觉，那就不可能这样翻译啊。To sleep on something 就是呢，会呢趁着晚上睡觉之前好好考虑考虑的意思。
对，睡了一觉再说。
对，好，我们看怎么说。
I'll have to sleep on it. I'll have to sleep on it.
嗯。睡一觉，不过睡前会想一想，然后大概迷迷糊糊睡着了，
还做梦哦，
还做梦，等第二天醒了，我想到了，这份工作还是可以呢接受，因为呢，记得在美国念书的时候啊，我们大部分的同学都是半工半读了，对不对啊？
要打工。
对，很多那些同学呢，就以前没有干过活的，这个他们就说，哎呦，我现在没有钱了，然后就说，哎。这个生物系那边，那个生物实验室那边刚好有一份工作，是来干嘛呢？就是扫厕所的啊，这个工作。我不能做那工作，我怎么做？哎，别忘了，工作没有贵贱之分的，对不对？
当然啊，或是到餐厅去打工啊，都有。
对，什么都要做，那才行。好了，那么我们再把这个对话再说一遍好吗
？Are you going to take the job? Are you going to take the job? I'll have to sleep on it.I'll have to sleep on it.
现在我们看注解里头 sleep on it, 考虑一个晚上。我们看这边的对话是 Julia 跟 Paul 之间的对话。如果你娶我的话，我就买一栋房子给你。
还有这样的女孩子啊？
哇，真棒！那保罗呢也是奇怪，他说了，我要考虑一个晚上的。
什么东西 ？I'll buy you a house if you marry me. I'll buy you a house if you marry me. I'll sleep on it.I'll sleep on it.
保罗啊，保罗，这样你怎么是这样的人呢？这样
是岂有此理。
那岂有此理哈 ？Julia 他说了 ，I'll buy you a house, buy somebody something, 买东西给某人，其实也就等于 I'll buy a house 什么 you 啊
？For you. I'll buy a house for you.
If you marry me,、你要是娶我的话。保罗就想说 ，Well, I'll sleep on it.
想一想再说。
想一想再说，睡个晚上，第二天再告诉你，好吧，人家就娶你好了哦，这样子。
房子要够大哦。
太过分了。
对。
好，我想我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位收听，我们下次再会。
We'll see you all next time. Bye bye.
听众朋友，刚才您听到的是赖世雄教你轻松说英语节目。